Workshop to order. If you all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Roll call.
Councilmember Richards.
Here.
Councilmember Bennett.
Here.
Councilmember Seves.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore Kasdan.
Here.
Mayor Perotti.
Here. Okay, at this time we'll have a public forum. Anybody that wishes to speak to anything that's not on our agenda today?
We have no speaker slips.
Okay, thank you. Amendments or adjustments, City Manager?
We have no amendments or adjustments.
Okay. City Clerk, would you like to?
Item A1, 2017, Strategic Plan Workshop, continued from workshop meeting on April 13th, 2017.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor and Council Members, I'm going to give a brief recap of where we are, mainly for the benefit of the viewing public and for posterity, anyone who may be watching this video at some point in the future. We're here today to continue our review of the City of Goleta Strategic Plan, which is a guiding resource that identifies the priorities and goals of the organization and serves as a roadmap for the purpose of informing future decision-making as well as the city's budget allocations. The plan is driven by the city's vision statement, which describes the community, key attributes, and values. The plan covers a two-year period that runs concurrently with the city's two-year budget plan and receives regular updates like the one we're doing today to make sure that the plan stays current with the city's priorities. We held a workshop on the plan on April 13, 2017 to provide council with an opportunity to review staff's recommended changes and to provide feedback on the plan. We were able to get through the first three of six sections of the plan, which covered the narratives, goals, and objectives for the following overarching strategies: preserve and enhance quality of life in Goleta, ensure financial stability, and support economic vitality. Council's feedback on the narratives, goals, and objectives from these strategies was captured in the staff report for today's meeting and has been summarized also in a table which is included in attachment 2 to the report. Council did not conclude the review of the final three sections of the strategic plan, namely the overarching strategies of strengthen infrastructure, return Old Town to be the vital center of the city, and maintain a safe community. Council agreed to continue the workshop so we could revisit those three strategies and their narratives, goals, and objectives. Today, staff is proposing to present the proposed changes to the second half of the plan and cover the remaining strategies I just mentioned, and to receive the feedback from council on changes to those sections, as well as any other section of the plan that council would like to discuss. We would like to first pick up just where we left off and start our review of the changes to the strengthen infrastructure strategy, and then work through to the end.
Now, excuse me, if I might interrupt. We did not finish economic vitality where we left off. I had raised a couple of additional items, particularly related to housing. And when I brought that up, I think Valerie might have said, we were wrapping up as fast as we could. And Valerie said, do we have consensus on that? And Councilmember Bennett said, no, we don't, or something, or, you know, I want to talk about it, or something like that. And that's where we left that. It hadn't been further discussed.
Thank you for that clarification. My assumption was we would revisit that after we went through the other items, but certainly we can pick up at that point if that makes
sense. I don't have a concern about the order. I just wanted to make it clear that we had not concluded that section. If you prefer to, you know, go start with number 4, that's fine.
So I, you know, like to have council's concurrence on where they want
to
start.
I think you should move forward, and then we'll go back to that.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor. After getting through the remaining strategies, staff proposed to circle back to things that were still not concluded and sort of left hanging, including the changes proposed by Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan on the overarching strategies and certainly on the comments you just made, Mayor Pro Tem, and then also to the request from Councilmember Richards to consider changes to the vision statement of the plan. And then before we finish, there may be other sections that council wants to look at again, and we can circle back to those as well. But that was the format that we had thought would make the most sense. So with that, Dana Grazzi is prepared to take us back into where we left off, and we have Valerie Kushneroff, who will once again be taking notes and guiding us through any of the comments that council makes as we go along.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Grazzi.
And thank you, and good morning, Mayor and council members. Good to be here. I'll jump right in, and I wanted to start with a change that is noted in the staff report. The staff would like to propose this wasn't included in the April 13th meeting, and it isn't going to be included in the draft strategic plan for that meeting. But since then, staff and Public Works wanted to propose adding the following objective to the strength and infrastructure overarching goal. And that objective reads, actively engage in the community and advocacy groups in the development of capital projects. And so we're looking for your comments or questions on that proposed addition.
Council?
Sounds great.
Great, thank you.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Okay. Bear with me for a second here while I get to the correct slide. Okay. And so here we are, we're in the fourth overarching strategic goal, strengthen infrastructure. And if you refer to lines 202 through 216 in the narrative section, staff are proposing to change wording in this section to improve flow and ease of understanding. And let me know if there are any comments here.
I see none.
Okay.
I guess, let me just observe, this is trivial, so let me announce that at the start. But with a lot of the others, this is just, I don't know, that with a lot of the other items, we have things that explain why we're doing what we're doing. That is, that I don't know. I guess the question is whether strengthening infrastructure is evocative enough, if it sort of indicates why we're doing it or what is the value of it. If there's something that, as an objective, you know, that ideally it would be sort of something about enhancing or strengthening infrastructure for a more livable community or something like that. Obviously, it's not of great importance, or even small importance. But it's just, I think, you know, for goals, usually you want to have something that sort of gives a sense of why we want stronger infrastructure, that what is the end. Anyway, it's just I thought I'd throw it out there if anyone had any suggestions or reaction, or if I'm just trivializing, going too far on this.
I don't understand. I don't understand what your question is. If we're looking at 202 to 216.
No. I was just talking in general with respect to the overarching strategy, just the name of the overarching strategy, whether it's ideally left as strengthen infrastructure, or to expand that to be strengthen or infrastructure to create a more livable community or something along those lines.
Thank you, Councilmember Kasdan, for that comment. I think maybe as we go through the proposed changes, we can keep your comment in mind. It's a good one, and think about how we might potentially rewarded. But
I have just one. It's just a word where it says incorporate Vision Zero concepts. Mm-hmm. I wonder if concept. When I hear concepts, I think design. Mm-hmm. But it's more than the design; it's a whole program or plan. So I don't know what my colleagues feel about maybe just changing that word.
Maybe goals, Vision Zero goals, or
that would be appropriate as well.
Objectives.
It's just the concept, the word concept. Yeah. Rosemary Gaglione, do you have something? I see you raising your hand. Is it called a program, a plan? But you know, the idea is it's more than just the design, it's implementing it as well.
Yes, Mayor Perotti. So I think concepts would be appropriate because the goal of Vision Zero is zero injuries or fatalities. So when we say, now we could say, we don't have the plan prepared yet, we could say to incorporate the Vision Zero plan into all roadway design.
That would be appropriate.
Yeah, because the concepts are, as we talked about, trying to get into the driver's head and the bicyclist's head and the pedestrian and think what they might do, what they might think when they encounter this. If they're not thinking that morning, what are they likely to do or misinterpret? So that's a lot of what that is. So if we could just say, as I said, to incorporate the Vision Zero plan into all design.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Council?
That's good.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Madam Mayor, can I just read that as with the change proposed by Ms. Gaglione?
Okay.
So it would read, incorporate the Vision Zero plan into transportation project design with the goal of eliminating the potential for future traffic-related injuries and or fatalities. So that would be how it would sound with that change. I just wanted to make sure that was what council is comfortable with.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
If there is an actual plan that develops and if it makes sense, then sure.
Thank you.
I'm fine with that. Councilmember Richards?
I had a question / concern about the strategic goals. I noticed that there were a couple that specifically referenced bicycle and pedestrian master plan and then the Explore Amtrak station enhancements, which have been stricken. Right now, it basically, the first one refers to strengthen citywide infrastructure, including roads and surface traffic circulation. Mm-hmm. And I'm just concerned that we took specific references to pedestrians, bicycles, and trains out of this, and it only specifically talks about roads and traffic. And I'm just a little concerned because I'd like our infrastructure to include some specific reference to those other elements as well. So I don't know if there's a way, maybe we could expand that first one to strengthen citywide infrastructure, including roads, traffic, sidewalks, and bicycle paths or something like that. Like, I would just like there to be some reference to it instead of having it taken out like that.
So, Madam Mayor and council members, we had taken those and moved them down into the objectives because the previous wording was very specific to, you know, actual outcomes. But I think that, as council member Richards is suggesting, if we expand that first bullet there to include the items mentioned, then that'll round it out nicely.
Yeah, I agree that it might not be necessary to specifically reference the master plan for the, you know, bicycle pedestrian master plan or, you know, the train station per se, but it would be nice to have some reference to other modes of transportation included in there.
And I would encourage making sure we put bicycles and pedestrians, not just sidewalk, but they refer to pedestrians, but pedestrians.
Yeah. It's listed in 244. Do you want to change the wording on that? As an objective?
Well, what's listed in 240?
The bicycle pedestrian master.
Yeah, but this is the goals. I mean, it's listed as an objective, yes, but a goal is the higher level of, you know, issue, and I'd like to have it as a goal and not just as an objective.
So the goal is strengthen citywide infrastructure, including roads and traffic circulation. How do you want to change that?
Strengthen citywide infrastructure, including roads, traffic circulation, bicycle lanes and paths. And pedestrian access, something along those lines.
I'm sure staff can work with, they get the idea, but
yes.
Work on the wording.
Yeah, we will fine-tune that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And I realize we're jumping ahead in this slide, but I'll go ahead and read through some of these changes. On lines 221 through 222, proposed a strategic goal to incorporate complete streets concepts wherever possible in roadway planning and design to accommodate all roadway users. And of course, we just finished talking about the Vision Zero, and so it sounds like we'll change that to read incorporate Vision Zero plans into transportation project design to eliminate fatalities and accidents. And as we were talking about just now, moving the two strategic goals to the objective section, and those two are to complete and implement the bicycle pedestrian master plan on line 230 and explore Amtrak station enhancements on line 231. Any other questions here? Well, go ahead and move on. Okay, and staff are proposing adding the following three objectives: installing the Hawk signal at Calle Real and Kingston Avenue on line 240. Then on line 241, install pedestrian safety improvements at various locations. And then on lines 242 through 243, update roadway striping concurrent with overlays and slurry seal projects to enhance bicyclist safety. Any questions?
Councilmember Richards?
It's kind of more of an editing concern about a couple of these items. Number 230, line 233 and line 236, it says Highway 101 overpass project dash design and environmental document. All the other ones have like verbs in them. Mm-hmm. And it's more like as I read this as an editor, it would be nice because the other ones say finalize, complete, analyze, et cetera. And for items line 233 and line 236, I would just like those to be consistent, like just from an editing standpoint.
Sure, that's a great comment.
Okay. Thank you.
We could probably edit that to say something like design, conduct design and environmental work for the Highway 101 overpass.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Actually, I'm just curious, this is also not a major item or anything, but just in many ways, what would, when we look at the difference between the objectives and the performance measures, wouldn't the performance measure also of install Hawk signal at Calle and Kingston be the same as a performance measure? Isn't that essentially? Or is that performance measure, maybe we have benchmarks along the way or something like that? Do we have, is that something, when you guys do the performance measure, will you have, there are stages to it, and your performance measure will be complete first the EIR, then the second one is scoping. Okay, I understand. Thank you. I just have a little soliloquy.
There's
an
answer,
and
yes, in the audience.
Okay. Councilmember Bennett.
Yeah, and the 101 highway project, there's been a fair amount of work and public outreach in that already. So to be more definitive, since we're going there, is to complete the design and the environmental documents, because those are not complete. And they need to be completed, and they should be completed specifically over the next 2 years, hopefully sooner, so that if, in fact, any infrastructure money becomes available, even though this project has a future date, that could be speeded up if we're ready to go instead of it just hanging out there. Okay.
I support that.
I support that.
Should we also include which overpass we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. We probably could, since we actually have two Highway 101 projects. So this would be the one noted between Winchester Canyon and Stork Glen Annie.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
I think that's an excellent idea, actually. Yeah. I'd also like to go back up to the line 231, explore the Amtrak station enhancements, and where we've already set a policy to continue with the purchase of the DRI property. Because without that, trust me, there will be no enhancements to the station.
Say that again, please. What was the specific comment?
Item on line 231.
No, yeah, the Amtrak station enhancement. What did you say we should need to do?
Finalize the purchase?
Complete the purchase of the DRI property. It doesn't make sense one without the other, because you're not going to enhance the station facilities unless you purchase the property, and they're tied together. Otherwise, the station's not going to get enhanced.
My understanding is that moving forward with the purchase was contingent on funding.
No, there's no question about it. It's like anything we're doing here, and anything that's listed is contingent on funding. You're not going to get the overpass. We don't have enough funding to get that right now either. So it should be understood. It's tied together. One is enhancing the station facilities is not mutually exclusive without the property.
Well, I think your point is well taken on both of them. We should have things included here that reflect what we're trying to accomplish in the next 2 years. And if in the next 2 years we're essentially looking to purchase the property as opposed to enhancing, if we're looking at enhancing the station, I would think what we're talking about is that little kiosk that's out there, that we're looking to do something there. That's what we could do easily in the next 2 years. If we're talking about buying the property, that should be specifically the goal.
Well,
because we're not going to buy it, build it, and then, you know.
Well, the issue with the property is, and I'm concerned that some are forgetting this, there's a deadline. And the deadline, as I recall, is November, December with DRI. So it's not a case of 2 years from now. It's a case we either accomplish the goal in the next 8 or 9 months, or that option goes away, and there will be no issue about station facility enhancements.
Absolutely agree. No, when I meant 2 years, I'm talking about the strategic plan is only covering a two-year period. So we should be looking at things that are going to take place over the next 2 years as opposed to broader things. What do we hope to accomplish in the next 2 years? And I think your point is very well taken. And similarly with the overpass, what do we want to accomplish in the highway overpass in the next 2 years? We're obviously not completing the project in the next 2 years. Is it submit grants in the next 2 years? Is it to come up with a community concurrence? Is it, you know, we should think about what is it we really want to think is our accomplishment.
I think it's defined. It said design and environmental.
Yeah, complete design.
Okay, and those are two preliminary things that you have to complete before you can even think of going forward on anything and applying for funding for the construction of the project, et cetera, et cetera. I'm concerned because with the potential for infrastructure coming out of the feds and the discussion that I recently participated in D.C., that was really where the emphasis was, and there was certainly a high degree of hope that appeared to be on both sides, and that's where there was some consensus. But again, the funding is unknown, the funding timing is unknown, but it's like I've said since I've been on council, it's a matter of having things ready to go, often called shovel ready, which isn't necessarily exactly the position, but getting the basics out of the way so that you have a project that can go forward when money becomes available. And we're going to have enhanced funding through the state of California. Caltrans gets a part of that enhanced funding in addition to ourselves. So I just can't emphasize enough from my point of view that we need to be working on the things that we can work on and get accomplished prior to actually any construction that would be able to go forward.
Councilmember Savage.
And the other thing that we have to remember is that what we come up with in this plan has to be coupled with our budget. And there are things we're going to be able to do day one, and there's things we may not be able to do at all within the next 2 years. Yeah. This we're creating wish lists that we wish we could do, but the question is, can we financially do it? Now, with regards to the DRI building, I hate to say it, but that train left the station. We have to move forward on it and make sure that we can find the funding, or we missed that opportunity. And that's why it's got to be written in such a way that is a priority, because we only have only months to take care of it. And if we can't do it, then we have an obligation to let the DRI folks know that we're not going to do it.
I have a I don't have we okay what I would like to talk about in as we're moving forward, there on line 241, it says install pedestrian safety improvements at various locations. Might we consider, since, you know, we've heard from many folks in Newtown and their concerns over a crosswalk, might we want to identify that particular area? This kind of is it's vague. I mean, I understand we have a lot of other areas as well, but that's something, are we working towards accomplishing that in the next 2 years?
Yes, Mayor Perotti, we deliberately left it vague because we have a whole lot of pedestrian improvements that we're making all over the city. And I have the draft reports from the traffic engineer to finally bring the Kyrielle, the mid-block crossing, back to council. We deliberately did not call that out because council has yet to formally approve the project. And so it would be presumptuous to stick it in the strategic plan. And then I know that it would be noted that it wasn't approved yet. So we're going to bring that back to you. It's a project that we believe will now work and will work well. But we have a number of new crosswalks, rectangular rapid flashing beacons, the Hawk signals, I mean, various things that we're doing. And there's some other things we're doing in the Newtown area, too, that I can talk with you about outside of the strategic plan. But it was deliberately left vague. If council wants to do something else, obviously, we can list things out. But
my only question about that is that the one before that does specifically mention a particular intersection. So I guess I was a little confused with this, too. It's like the second one is more vague and broad, and then the one before that specifically refers to one particular intersection. So I didn't know why that one intersection was identified when there probably are a number of other ones that we would be looking at as well.
Yes, I believe the only reason that one was called out is that was an intersection that we had a lot of public input about and requests for, and we're able to get the Highway Safety Improvement Program grant, and it's approved, and we're going to begin working on it in this next fiscal year. But as I said, we can lay these things out any way that you like.
Did we not get funding for, or a grant, am I correct, for the mid-block crossing on Kyrielle?
It's sitting there waiting for us. We haven't lost it. So as soon as if council approves it at the same meeting, we would also ask council to adopt the resolution that accepts the grant. We would have to then update the program of projects, but we could get working on it immediately. So much of the work has been done in terms of analyzing the area.
Actually, it strikes me along those lines that the install the Hawk signal actually should be a performance measure for the install pedestrian safety at various locations. But that's sort of the umbrella, and then one of the ways that we measure how effective we are in accomplishing pedestrian safety is by one of them is installing that Hawk signal. So just on a sort of formatting basis, that makes sense. Now, as you said, if we really want to be have had a lot of attention for the first one, and there's been a lot of outcry, but at least procedurally, it seems to make sense to me to do that.
Well, there's been a lot of outcry for the mid-block as well.
Right, so I think that it makes sense then, at least I would suggest we have the install the Hawk signal as a performance measure that supports the pedestrian safety improvements, which is the overall, and that would include Newtown issues, for instance, and any others that you deem to be a priority in accomplishing the pedestrian safety.
I will point out that the Kyrielle at Kingston, there was a fatality. Yes. at the intersection, and the mid-block crossing is actually a convenience more than a safety item, but we will add set it up however you like. I mean, we do call out specifically a number of projects, and we just thought we'd shorten it by lumping things together.
Councilmember Bennett?
I'm just a little concerned because we've had a great deal of discussion. The council did not approve the mid-block.
Right.
We directed staff to go back, and the way it came to us was outside of the norm. And that was concerning because we set aside and the council adopts our capital program and is very specific about where we spend our money in that regard. Kingston, as I recall, we went through a discussion and some debate in regards to a rapid flashing beacon and ultimately set on the Hawk and said the Hawk was going to work better at that location. And I think that also came about when the state of California adopted the Hawk for an intersection as opposed to a mid-block application, which when we first started this, which was long, long, long ago, the Hawks were only authorized in the state of California for mid-block applications. So that's evolved. So now we have some more. But I'm suggesting that Kingston has been longstanding. The new town was not. And it created some consternation as a result of the manner in which it was brought forward and the manner in which it all of a sudden just popped up and became new news for many of us on council. So and I appreciate staff being sensitive because the council specifically did not approve it and that it hasn't been approved and that it wasn't listed. And I think that from their perspective is they would have been very presumptuous to have listed it. So I thank you very much for not doing that because it has yet, and she's indicated that that information will be coming forward to us so we can in fact approve it. And it doesn't do anything to our objectives other than it meets the goal of the various intersections to improve them and to enhance pedestrian safety and all the other goals that we've established and described and the objectives that we're going to be able to 2 years from now say, well, we accomplished these.
Yeah, I'm not, just to be clear, I'm not suggesting something that hasn't been approved or there hasn't, where particularly where we think it's more convenience and not safety, I'm not advocating that we incorporate that. I'm just, you know, wherever there are things that you've listed, you said there are a number of items that you've listed, wherever you have those as things that you want to pursue for pedestrian safety, including Calle and Kingston, those would be, if there are several others that you're also working on that are important, that's all I was suggesting, not that we include things that are, but, you know, it's not a big deal. I don't, it's just transparent. So it's fine either way. If people have a strong view, that's fine.
I would also say one of the things, excuse me, Mayor Pro Tem, one of the other reasons for doing various locations was in knowing we're bringing the mid-block crossing High Rail back, if we listed out the others, we would have been, it would have been noticeably absent. And perhaps the Newtown folks would interpret that as having made some decision ahead of time or an inkling that we weren't going to be supporting even bringing it to council. And so we're sort of trying to avoid that as well.
Valerie?
Maybe a suggestion in listening to your comments. Could we combine line 241 and 240 to say something along the lines of install pedestrian safety improvements at various locations, including the Hawk Signal at Kyrie and Kingston?
Yes.
That's already approved.
I was about
project.
To suggest that.
That sounds good. Yeah. Councilmember Sevens, I know you.
Well, that works.
Okay.
No, that works. And the fact that 241 is very general for specific, for a specific reason, is important. But I want, and Councilman Bennett's absolutely correct, 240, we've been talking about for quite some time. And I can't remember when that fatality was. I want to say it was at least 3 years ago. And so that's how long we've been talking about it. It's not new to us, and it's not new to staff, and it's not new to the public. So I agree with combining the two.
Thank you for that, Valerie.
All right. Thank you for all that feedback. Are there any other comments on this slide?
I have another comment on this section. I don't know if the next slide is still.
We're going to be continuing with objectives in this section. So.
Okay.
I can go ahead and move on?
Yes.
Okay. So staff are proposing removing the following three objectives. These capital improvement projects are either under construction or being already completed, excuse me. And so starting on line 234, the Cathedral Oaks landscaping project is proposed for removal. And then on line 235, Maria Ignacio Creek bike path lighting project proposed for removal. And, if, and then line 239, Ward Drive Class 2 bike lanes project. Any questions here?
Concur.
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 Thank you. And then within this same section, if you look under the City Hall Organizational Infrastructure Objective subsection, you'll see four existing objectives that have been reworded to provide more detail on these efforts. Previously, they were listed as titles, and you couldn't be sure what they were all about. And so if you look to lines 253 through 255, complete a technological assessment of the organization's information technology IT needs and prepare a five-year information technology strategic plan that will guide the city in budgeting for future IT hardware, software, and governance needs. And the bolded governance needs wasn't included in the first staff report on that April 13th meeting, but it's bolded here since staff are proposing adding that component.
Councilmember Bennett.
Okay, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I see that you you end at 255, and I was going to go beyond that. So I'll let you do another
okay.
slide.
Okay, yeah, there's three more on this, and then we can go on. Okay, so moving to the next slide. Again, these are objectives that have just been rewarded with additional detail. Lines 256 through 258, complete the zoning ordinance project that will revise citywide zoning regulations to implement the general plan, as well as update development and design standards and permitting procedures. Then on lines 259 through 260, complete the city's local coastal program, LCP, project for review and certification by the California Coastal Commission. And then on lines 261 through 262, create an electronic permit tracking system that will increase efficiency, accessibility, and transparency. And that's all we have for that strength and infrastructure section.
Madam Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
Now we wish to comment. And I'd like to pick up 261, 262, and I think I'll direct this to our city manager. My recollection is that long, long ago, we set aside about $850,000. Half of that, or a good portion of it, was designed to digitize all of our records that we had received from the county, because we were constantly having to go back, and it was a nightmare to go back and pick up that information. And then coupled with that, that was the first step. And then the second step was to go forward with an electronic permit tracking system so that we would pick up from that point forward everything that would be new to digitize it, so that once again we were not going backwards in the process of digitizing all that material. I'm confused. I thought that had all been finished. We were going forward with it, and if we haven't, does that mean that we now have a number of years of current documents that are not digitized that we will have to go back and digitize to bring us up to speed to go forward with a permit tracking system that has yet to be implemented?
Our advanced planning manager, Ann Wells, can provide more detail on what we've done, but we have completed the digitizing of the historical records, and there is an ongoing maintenance effort for records that are created past that point, but I'll let Ann Wells speak to this.
Good morning, Council. So a few years ago, you're correct, we did let two contracts out, one for document imaging and the other one for a permit tracking system. At the same time, we had previously released a request for proposals for zoning, and then that project way back then was put on hold, so we put our permit tracking system on hold because it's connected to zoning, but we continued with document imaging. So we have since completed that work and added to it. We have digitized most of our microfiche, many of our historic documents, and including building plans. So that effort was about $120,000 effort, and we're still working on it internally. Because we received another batch of documents from the county, so that's an ongoing project that will probably never stop, because every time we have a new case come in, we'll be imaging. And we're imaging those documents such that they can be uploaded in the new permit tracking system once we get that installed. So our vendors are still retained by the city, and we're just awaiting the completion of that zoning ordinance to really get the permit tracking system completely set up. We can't complete the setup again until we have the zoning procedures in place. So I hope that answers your question. You have a good memory. The dollar amount was about right, a little bit less. The permit tracking system is about a $400,000 effort, and the document imaging is about 100, and I think it's around 120 right now.
Okay, well, so do we have the available funding to do what was approved way back when?
Funds have been carried over consistently for the imaging and for the permit tracking system. So, yes.
Okay, I think there was a misunderstanding on my part, not anybody else's, that when we were digitizing the county records, we were doing all of them, not waiting for a project to come in that we might need to go get information, because my recollection is we had the garage full of nothing but boxes and boxes of material that may or may not have been there because of some project in the future, but because that was there, because it was given to us from the county. And this was, the way I recall it being sold, was that this was going to enhance the staff's capability, because we have a small staff, that they wouldn't be wasting time going through boxes and trying to figure out and pick up on information that they needed to have. And so that it would be like instantly available. Somebody comes in, they have something that requires a review of a historical document, it's all digitized, you just bring it up on the computer and away you go. So I'm a little surprised to hear you say we're only digitizing those things when a project comes in that might require some historical documentation.
So we have digitized the files that are in the garage. So the historic files that we counted them or did an estimate on, we have since digitized those. And then we digitized them by fields so that they could get uploaded in the permit tracking system. And the plan was to have those two projects working together so that we could upload the images directly with the permits and plans directly into the permit tracking system so they could be viewable. So right now, it's a little difficult to use them because they're scanned into these giant files that you have to access that we're not making available to the public, because there's this huge file size. Again, it was intended to get uploaded into a permit tracking system. So we're thinking in the next couple of years we will have all of that done. But again, the garage has backup, so it will be accessible.
Okay, thank you.
I had a question on that. The final piece, wasn't this to address advance warning to the various departments that a permit has been accepted and there may be work that they have to look at in the future, like finance, like legal, like public works, and they were going to be able to all communicate through this tracking system? Is that the last piece that needs to be done?
Yes. Yeah, so the permit tracking system will look backwards at time by address, APN, permit number. So it'll look at the old permits that were issued by those three fields. And then it will also look at new intake. So someone comes in with a signed permit, let's say they come into the counter, and the case number is given, it immediately goes into the permit tracking system. There's a front side and a back side. So the front side's for the public, so they can access information, and the back side's internal. So we have, these are all codes that will be set up in the permit tracking system where it's automatically, if it's a sign that needs public works, it will send an email or some kind of notification to public works, and then also finance will be. So yes, it's on the backside for staff, it is huge in increasing our efficiency and enabling a better communication across the board with departments on a time sensitive basis.
And that was also a council discussion for many years because of the complaints we were receiving on even small projects that various entities didn't know we had an application, and it slowed its process down. So the people complained to us about where's my permit, and it took a while to get that information. So do we know when this final piece Do we anticipate when it'll be implemented?
Yeah, I think this is the item for our strategic plan in planning. This is our big thing. When we finish zoning, we'll have all of the administrative procedures in place that we can put into the permit tracking system, and then we will then be able to finish the tracking system. But right now, we're building the system to the best that we can without having all of those final details that were adopted by council. That will ultimately be adopted by council.
Because the zoning won't come to council, I believe, now until January or February, depending on how the schedule goes. So we don't anticipate this final piece to be online until after that's done?
Correct. And okay. To be clear, it will be a while afterwards, because we have to spend a lot of time internally to make sure that when they code the system, that it's coded correctly and it works for us, and that we'll have input on the outside. We'll pick some people to test it. They'll beta test it on the front side for the public's view, because it will be also their way of uploading their permit applications and making payments. So it takes a little while to work those kinks out and make sure that it's a smooth running system, since it is customized for our city. So it will take a little. It will take a little while.
Okay. Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you. This isn't for you per se, and feel free to comment. It strikes me, it was rather curious. So I have a couple of comments. So the first is, it sort of struck me as odd to see the zoning ordinance, the coastal zone, under infrastructure, that as including the permit tracking. If it seemed like if the goal that we want to express that we're trying to accomplish is to make ourselves more efficient and more and lower our costs, then we should have it under our financial vitality measure. If the goal is to help local businesses have more transparent, have a simpler process, then it should be, I would think, under economic vitality. It just seems kind of curious to have as that it's a reflection of our city's infrastructure, that our goal is, you know, we want to accomplish this either to lower our costs or make ourselves more efficient, or to help the public so they have more transparent and simpler regulations that they have to deal with. And so to me, it looks like some of these, not the technology one, that's internal, that you have listed there, but the others, zoning, coastal zone, and the permit tracking, seem much more appropriate to include under other overarching strategies. I don't know if any of you guys want to comment why it's here, or if any council members would you like to?
I can comment. When this was inserted in this section 2 years ago, the thought was we have our internal infrastructure here for our procedures, our processes. So not everything under the term infrastructure is a public improvement in the right of way. So the things that help us keep focused on completing the applications or the tasks that we get from council, the things that support our ability to do our jobs efficiently and effectively. So for us, it was kind of like, for staff, an important part of infrastructure. So we were really looking at it from an internal point of view. As you say, though, that these are tools that directly affect the public, and in some cases businesses. I think there is an argument that can be made for including these in economic vitality. It just depends on your perspective. When we wrote this, we were just thinking of staff and what we need to get the job done. But as an external stakeholder, I can see that the view would be different, and that it would lead or contribute to economic vitality to have improvements that would make a process for a stakeholder or a customer easier and quicker. So it could technically go either way.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back, actually, the first comment I was making is the strength and infrastructure is vague enough so that you're able to stuff all sorts of disparate things in, whether it's just internal processes or building roads. And so that's partly why I was suggesting that the overarching strategy is more explicit as far as what we're trying to accomplish. And then given that is focused on, you know, more physical infrastructure, I would think these internal processes should be either under the, what do we call it, financial vitality, if we want to show we're getting efficient, or as you said, something targeted towards helping the external stakeholders mm-hmm. in navigate our zoning and so forth. So I don't have a preference where it goes, but I think some place is more evocative for the public.
Councilmember Bennett?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we should not lose sight of, which it was imperative when we had our consultant that came to town back in 2013, I believe it was, this document is a roadmap for staff, more specifically. And when it's directed in a manner that they understand and in a manner that they have helped propose and structure, you can believe that you will have far more interest and compliance with what you're trying to propose. Burying something like this, and I think it would be burying it into the economic vitality, from my point of view, it doesn't make any sense. This is infrastructure. The major goal is strengthening infrastructure. Now, interpretation-wise, because often it's referred to as public works projects, this is dealing with the overall term of infrastructure, meaning all-encompassing, which includes the things that are listed here that are not directed towards public works per se. It's how we operate within the city, and that's the infrastructure within our organization that needs to be strengthened because we have some needs that were identified some time ago on the issues that I brought up, more recent on the IT, which is an infrastructure for our organization to be able to go forward, to have an adequate study for today. And so, from my point of view, it needs to stay where it is. It's defined, and we're dealing with it. Staff knows where it is. They're supportive of it. They want the council to be able to support it so that they can do their jobs more efficiently and effectively. And I just can't imagine putting it someplace else from my perspective, which is not logical. This seems to me to be incredibly logical to be able to have anyone from staff to go there. And ultimately, the public, as they read through this, I would not expect any in the public to be as familiar with this as our staff or as understanding as to why things maybe are located as they are. But what's most important is our staff understands the council's direction of where we're going.
Councilmember Richards?
I would support keeping it under the infrastructure overarching strategy. But I do think that there should be some connection to the goals that are explicit in under the strategy, because the way we had rewritten goal on line 218, it currently says strengthen citywide infrastructure, including roads, traffic, and I think we added bicycle mm-hmm. and pedestrian, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So at this point, there's nothing explicit in the statement under goals that includes city processes or IT, you know. So I think the objective that we're looking at should connect to one of the goals that's listed there, and I'd be okay in adding it under that goal.
I'd support that.
I agree with that. That's a good idea. Councilmember Sims?
I would agree also, but I want to emphasize that we're talking about the organizational infrastructure. This is the stuff that's going to make their job easier once this is done, and it's going to have overreaching benefits throughout all the objectives that were previously mentioned, including finance. But this is really staff-driven. They're the ones that are pushing for it. We have supported it. And if we can just get this implemented, the zoning, the coastal plan is, you don't realize the benefits that our city's gonna have once we get that piece done. That is really, really critical. So I agree. Let's add that. Let's move on. I think it's well stated.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay. All right. Whatever. I had one other thing to add to the strength and infrastructure. This is again with respect to the physical infrastructure, and that is to, and I think it's already one of the things that we are looking at, but something in terms of examining potential sites or considering opportunities for a new city hall And ideally, I'd love it with a town square. We spend, you know, $600,000 a year right now on rent. And we, you know, when you look at the value of that, that's sufficient to acquire property to for a town hall, excuse me, a city hall. So I would suggest it's an appropriate goal. I think we're already, I suppose previous council has proposed topics along this line, and so we add this as well.
Just to clarify what exactly you would like to propose. I mean, something along the lines of explore funding model for...
The funding model, actually, curiously enough, is more straightforward than other things, because in this case, we have already $600,000 a year, so we should be able to do some... But, yeah, I guess we consider the funding model and locations.
I could support that. When we were moving forward before we put Goleta Valley Community Center on hold, that was our goal, is to look at doing a city hall there, and then we had to put that on hold. But we never really pursued looking at other areas, and I think that's something that maybe what you're suggesting would give us that opportunity to look at possible other areas that we might consider doing a city hall.
I would support that.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. Staff will draft. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before we leave the section, I had one additional comment under line 246, public facilities. Actually, 247, it specifically mentions community center seismic upgrades and ADA improvements. And I'd like to change that because in light of especially the recent report that we got, it appears that some of the improvements that we'd be looking at are beyond seismic upgrades or ADA improvements, and really just our general health and welfare or health and safety improvements to the facility. So I'd like to just broaden that statement there. I can't speak to the library or the Stowhouse. Again, they specifically mention library ADA improvements and Stowhouse seismic upgrades, but I do know that in terms of the community center, I'd like to look at beyond just the seismic and ADA improvements.
We can make the language consistent with what's in the staff report for the community center item.
I would support that.
Support that.
Sure.
That's good.
Okay, great. Thank you. So this would conclude the strength and infrastructure overarching strategy. Are there any other comments in this section prior to moving on?
Comments?
Okay, well, here we go. So the next overarching strategy is to return Old Town to be the vital center of the city. And it's, of course, fitting that we just discussed the relocating City Hall because staff had proposed deleting the statement that starts on line 269. Which reads, a fundamental goal will be to investigate the possibility of relocating City Hall to the Old Town area in addition to revitalizing the Old Town area because the initial effort was deemed infeasible. So staff are proposing deleting that statement. Any questions or comments?
I don't know what my colleagues would think about this. I'm just wondering if there is any way of... I mean, the word revitalization, I've heard from several business owners in Old Town that word to them means growth and development and change, a lot of change. So I'm not sure if that's appropriate word based on the sensitivity of what I've heard. I don't know how my other colleagues feel about that. And I'm not sure whether we should leave that in or try and find another way of achieving the same result.
This was something we had proposed for total deletion. So
Oh, okay. But it is listed again further down.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were just talking about this one. Okay. Sorry.
Line 278 is where it is.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I jumped ahead of myself, too.
We're not there yet.
I know. I just said I'm sorry. I jumped ahead of myself.
I'd like to go back up to the relocating to the City Hall. Now, we just added that into City Hall organizational infrastructure. And often it seems we forget, but I think there should be some note or something that indicates that our general plan directs us to create a City Hall. It's not permissive. It's direction to us as electeds and carrying forth what the general plan tells us to do. So I think it should be carried out, even though it may not occur in the next 2 years. The fact of the matter is it's dictated in the general plan, and I think that shouldn't be forgotten. So I think there needs to be some reference to the fact that a City Hall that we're not renting, which has already been commented on, an owned City Hall is the direction that we went on to begin with way back when. But I almost get the feeling like maybe that's being lost in this process, especially now that we're eliminating it out of the Old Town area and suggesting it can go anywhere. That'll be new news to many people, but that's okay. We can revisit it. Doesn't mean that it won't go back to Old Town. It just means it may go somewhere else. So I don't have a problem with that. And so, but I feel much more comfortable if there's a reference.
I think what we can do is add that reference in the narrative part of the strengthened infrastructure section before we drill down into the goals and objectives. Okay. I think it's important, as you've noted, to state that this is a general plan directive. So Valerie's making a note, and we'll go ahead and add that to the narrative.
Okay, thank you.
If I could add to that, the general plan does say we will have City Hall. We've had a City Hall, even though it's cost us a lot of money in this building. But I think there should be language in here that encourages staff to look at all opportunities when it comes to property acquisition, especially in Old Town. I mean, there were opportunities to create additional parking areas that we lost because we weren't timely in responding. We did have the agreement with Community West to get parking in there. But should there be opportunity that staff hears about, they should be ready to look at it and come to us and say this would meet future goals. It could be an Old Town. It could be somewhere else in the city. It could be as simple as a remnant parcel in a project that, you know, they're not going to use, that we can use, either make it a park or whatever. But you know, we don't have a property management section in our city, but it seems that that function should be assigned to somebody, and maybe it's economic development, I don't know, but there should be wording in here that shows the council's determination to be able to invest, the openness to investigate should an opportunity present itself. And I don't know where we'd put that.
Yeah, I would agree with that, particularly in Western Old Town, the opportunity for more pocket parks and things like that. I think it would be really, really appreciated by the population there to have more of that. And it doesn't just emerge on our laps unless we are attentive to it. So I completely support how somehow emphasizing that's a goal we have or objective.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I think one of the more important things that I've learned about is that so much of the property in Old Town that in fact has become available, often it's become available and it's not listed. It's not something we would ever know about. And these are interesting ways that they've come forward. So I'm supportive of everything you're suggesting and everything you've said. However, there needs to be an ongoing effort in my mind. And as I recall, we have a consultant that's actually on board that we've had for some time that my impression was he was kind of keeping his ear to the possible efforts in Old Town of someone trying to sell some property or actually making contact with people from time to time to see if they had an interest in selling, because so often those are the ones that get picked up by somebody and we didn't even know about it and they're sold and we say, gosh, we'd sure like to have a shot at it. But it wasn't something we were even available. I mean, we even knew was available.
Just to provide some information on that point, our economic development coordinator, Jaime Valdez in Neighborhood Services, does keep in contact with brokers and is also oftentimes in communication with property owners. So as one of his functions, he is looking at when property does become available, particularly in Old Town. So we do have that function. It's not noted in the strategic plan, but it's something that staff does undertake. Going back to Councilmember Aceves' comment that we should identify that in the plan, if we're talking just Old Town, this section would be a great place for it. If it's citywide, we could put it in the previous section as a goal.
Well, I'm just wondering, under line 275, it says continue to investigate and secure additional parking in Old Town. Is this along the lines of what you're suggesting, or how would that be different?
Well, I don't think I want it to just limit it to parking. I mean, it's, you know, it could be the possibility of locating the city hall.
I see.
It could be, you know, we talked about years ago of putting a parking structure in Old Town. But I think we have to keep it vague enough that we look at all opportunities in all corners of the city. And not just Old Town. The Old Town is a priority. I mean, there's a building right there. Was it Hollister and Pine, the antique store? Or was the antique store? That's been on the market for some time, and now it's being a total redo, and I don't know what they're putting in there, but it's been gutted. But that would have been a perfect opportunity to look into the possibility of acquiring something like that.
Then I might suggest that this sounds like it would go under the strategic goal of ensure financial stability. So you're talking about potentially identifying and acquiring new assets for the city. Is that right? I mean, so beyond just Old Town, but just new assets in general?
Leverage, yes. I mean, we've got our triangle property here. We haven't decided what to do with that. Mm-hmm. And that could be leveraged. But I think looking at the future, mm-hmm. and taking advantage of opportunity, that's what I'm saying.
Right, or extending the ability to enlarge parks if there's a property near one that we want to acquire or something along those lines. So would that not fit under ensure financial stability, or is there another suggestion?
I think staff should look at where different opportunities to put it in to reach the ultimate goal of taking advantage of future opportunities.
Okay, we can do that and see what not only the appropriate section would be, but wording that reflects today's discussion on that item. So something that would encompass potential parking sites, park sites, city hall sites, et cetera.
Maybe gathering sites.
Gathering sites, yeah, mm-hmm. certainly.
Pocket parks.
Yeah. Right, because it's not. I think of financial stability as the budget, and you know, and just how the budget processes and so forth. And I would think this is something along the lines of, under the current structure, perhaps livability. It might fit there, adding, you know, parks and recreation under, obviously, I have an alternative structure of my own, probably. but yeah, I think there are nice places for it. But I think that's a good suggestion.
And then another addition for the finance area, perhaps, would be encouraging staff to continue looking for grants and other funding sources to meet the goal.
Ms. Wells, I saw you standing up there. Did you have something you wanted to? Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you. So it sounds like we have concurrence on this slide pertaining to...
Valerie's shaking her head.
I just wanted to go back to the grants statement that Councilmember Aceves made. Do we want to put that back into the fiscal responsibility? I just wanted to make sure we had consensus on that.
No, we don't have consensus, I don't think, on the location. I think that was deferred essentially to staff to figure out the best the best location for it, right?
But you're asking about grants.
So the second statement he made was about encouraging staff to secure and look for grants. So do we have consensus on that to add back into the fiscal responsibility?
Okay, I get it.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you say add that back? Was that in there and then we took it out?
Sorry, I meant back in the earlier portion of the document.
Okay, thank you. I'm good with adding
okay.
it.
Okay, yes. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we can move on.
Okay, sounds good. So moving on to the strategic goals section. Staff are proposing deleting the following two strategic goals, starting on line 273, investigate Old Town area for Civic Center relocation, for the same reason as we were just talking about regarding the narrative section. And then on line 277, delete, evaluate the formation of a business improvement district, since this type of effort is typically one led by the business community. Any questions or comments? Okay.
Concur.
Concur.
Thank you. And then staff are proposing adding the following four new objectives, starting on line 291, pursue state or federal historic registry listing for the Goleta Community Center. And then on lines 292 through 293, make improvements to the athletic field and adjacent parking lot at the Goleta Community Center. And then on line 294, conduct drainage analysis of streets in Old Town. And then finally on line 295, develop a community garden in a portion of Armidos Park. Any comments?
Councilmember Bennett.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on line 291. My recollection is that we put funding forward to determine when we were looking at the Civic Center that we were having an analysis done to see if it met the requirements to be designated. And I don't recall where we are with that.
The report that's coming to council on May 5th does note that the main community center building has historic value and would be a candidate for possible listing on these types of registries. Then accessory buildings toward the back where Head Start and the Rainbow School are would not qualify, just the main original structure.
Okay, thank you.
The report that was just given us to read, it didn't say that it's total, if I remember correctly, there were things that were left, there were chains that caused some concern as to keeping it historical. Like it used to have the red roof, it doesn't have that anymore. The windows have been changed, which are not historical, so there would have to be monies put in to replace those to bring it back to this area. I kind of think this is a little premature in that we haven't discussed that report yet and the public hasn't discussed that report yet. And it may be that only portions of the building we can keep historical if we even go that way. But the report also addresses a lot of issues we have to do to take care of in the future. So it may be premature.
I suggest the word change. To me, pursue sounds like we will actively work in that direction. I would like to just maybe say investigate or study, because I think there's still some determination of whether or not we want to do that. But I think getting more information about some of the things that council members said has brought
study
up.
Study is a good word, because we are looking at that study.
I concur. That makes sense.
Sure.
Okay.
Great. Any other questions here?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll raise it now that I would, the proposal for the reorganization that I had, that I sent out, would move these four into different categories and eliminate this as an overarching strategy. So conducting drainage of streets in Old Town would be an infrastructure. The community gardens would be perhaps in livability under the current structure, for instance, and the others, the community athletic center, likewise infrastructure. But we have these right now. It's this is such an attenuated version of an overarching strategy where we have some small items. Number one, we have some small items that easily fit into other strategies. We're singling out Old Town in some way. And if I think it's perfectly fine to say we want to do something special in terms of economic vitality, for instance, in Old Town, whatever it might be. But let's make those objectives that we're trying to measure ourselves against, as opposed to this kind of vague overarching strategy where we don't really quite know where we're going with it, and we're just including it as a visual. And it doesn't really help direct our efforts, especially. So I would propose that these objectives that we have here get rolled into other things, whether it's economic vitality or livability, etc., and we remove this particular one since it's unclear.
Councilmember Bennett?
Yeah, and in my tenure of sitting here at this seat, we've heard innumerable times that members from the Old Town community, and they've had different ideas. I'm not suggesting they're all in consensus by any means, but they've made it clear the emphasis in Old Town, they'd like certain things to be looked at and pursued. Once again, this document is for staff as much as anyone to take our policies and where our priorities are. And the reason we threw all these things into the Old Town area, and I'm certain the reasons, I mean, staff can speak for themselves, but I concluded the reason these were all put in there because they're specific to Old Town. And Old Town, rightfully or wrongfully, felt that they had been left out or they weren't given the attention that the rest of the city was. And this way we focus on the needs in Old Town and the things that people have talked about over time and things that they have an interest in. So there's no question. If we are directing our staff for policy and what we support, and there's an issue that comes up in Old Town, they can go to this document and they can see the kinds of things. Even if something isn't specifically written, they get the general impression what it is we're trying to take care of in Old Town, and we're paying attention, and we've listened to the people that have come to us and spoken with us. That's why this emphasis is here. If you're doing just a first cut, clean and dry, this is the way you do goals, here's how you do the strategic approach to things in general and all that, that would be fine, but that's not what this is about. This has been specifically designed for Old Town, and I would highly recommend we keep it this way. It's easily obtained, it's easily viewed, and I think it makes it easier to understand, so you're not looking at disparate parts of this policy that we're establishing to try to find out, well, is Old Town over here? Is Old Town over there? Whatever. It's all included in one spot.
Councilmember Richards?
I appreciate that comment about, highlighting Old Town and making sure that it's not forgotten and, is front and center. So I do appreciate that. Another way of looking at it would be that, to take the different objectives and goals that are within there and to more fully integrate it into the rest of the document. So when you have infrastructure and you're looking through the infrastructure section and it specifically says, looking at sidewalk improvements for Old Town, it to me, that's another way of just looking at the document and seeing that Old Town is specifically mentioned in there under the various other sections. Like, it doesn't just separate it out, because if you're looking at just how do we fund infrastructure projects for the city, then it's going to be listed there. Old Town will be a specific bullet point within there. So I guess there's just a different way of looking at it. If you're not just saying, oh, let me think about Old Town and these are all the ways that we're going to look at it, but if you're thinking about all of the other things in the city, oh, financial stability, economic vitality, okay, what are the things that we're doing in Old Town? Oh, it's listed under there. So I mean, in some way, it's just a preference in how you want to organize a planning document. I think either way, I don't think there was any suggestion that I understood that any of the goals or objectives there would be taken out of the document. It would just be, I think, moved to a different section. I think that makes sense from a planning document standpoint and looking at how you organize this. We don't highlight other parts of the city in that same way, but we obviously, I think we all agree that Old Town needs attention, that we are concerned about the condition and making necessary
necessary improvements to Old Town, especially regarding health and safety improvements. I do take issue with the name of the overarching strategy, Return Old Town to a Vital Center of the City. I'm not really clear if I understand what we're returning to. It seems to me there's some romanticized image of what Old Town was, and I don't know that that was the correct image. I think we're trying to return to something that maybe never even existed. So that would be one of my concerns about this is even just the word return.
If I could respond, just a couple of things. First of all, Hollister Avenue there was the center of town. That's where the highway went through years ago, and the city was built out from that. But then we forgot about Old Town. And in every campaign I've been in, the question is, what are you doing for Old Town? And what do you have planned for Old Town? And a lot of it was skeptic in that many were concerned about the gentrification of Old Town, changing it in such a way that you lost its character. And because of that discussion, we created a specific area just for Old Town. So staff can go to it, we can go to it. Here are our plans. There's no secrets. We're planning on repairing the community athletic field. We know we have to do that. We know we have to do the parking lot. The drainage, you know, that's come up in a couple of projects already, specifically the one on Magnolia just in our last meeting, dealing with drainage issues. You know, we did the San Jose Creek to help Old Town. And the community garden, we've been talking about that, I think, since I first came on council. And the reason why it was on hold was because staff needed to have that area for holding the material and plants dealing with the San Jose Creek restoration. And so they didn't want to lose the opportunity of having an area to be able to stage stuff in. And now that that's done, there is and constantly is a discussion about a community garden. In fact, Fairview Gardens is thinking about looking at a community garden because the people really want that done. So I think we need to continue the way it is. I like the idea of having a page that goes through, this is our plans. There's no secrets here. This is very clear what we're planning to do with Old Town so that they can help us make these improvements and get it done instead of worrying about we have some alternative motive when we're trying to accomplish.
Mayor Pro Tem Caston.
So I guess, well, two things. Number one is the problem is when having it like this separated, it does leave things out. So, for instance, the measure that Councilmember Aceves just raised before about looking to acquire properties, including parks and other facilities, is now a general one. It isn't in the Old Town section. So by having this sort of segregated here, it's not really giving a full view of all that we're doing for Old Town. And so people don't recognize that we have all these, the things that are citywide are also aimed at Old Town too. And that one, I think we, in fact, might have explicitly said, especially, or at least I did, especially parks, for instance, in Western Old Town. So by having this separate one, we don't really give as clear a picture, a roadmap of the different things that we're trying to accomplish in Old Town. So that's the first thing. The second is, I don't think it really does give people a full picture, because the title, the separating it out like this, return it to be the vital center, it suggests we have more ambitious changes, more dramatic goals for the city than I think what a lot of the people in the city really want. That at least there's a lot more interest in maintaining the current state of Old Town than making it some sort of new and different vital center. And I think there's concerns, as you said, about gentrification and State Street-type development that is of concern for at least some of the residents, that I think before we make this a goal in this fashion, we talk it out with folks.
I just want to say that I want to comment on what Mayor Pro Tem Kazin just said. I when we did Beautify Goleta and we were working in Old Town, I ran into a few people that were really opposed to having sidewalks added to their street. And I was curious to what they possibly, why they would not want sidewalks. Yes, parking is always a problem. But they saw it, and this was like, I was so surprised by this comment. They saw it as, here we go. Here's the start of the change. First it's going to be sidewalks, and then you're going to change everything on Hollister, and we will all be forced to leave, because we won't be able to find another place to go. And, you know, so that is a common thought. Just like I mentioned revitalization, that word frightens some folks there, because they see a major change, major growth, and then the whole, you know, everything changes. I totally support all these things need to be done. I think we all agree that Old Town needs some attention. But I think it would be really important to work with the community on what that will entail. So I'm a little confused on where, Councilmember Richards, where you're proposing. Are you proposing taking this out or putting these objectives into a different section, all of them? I'm kind of, what were you suggesting?
I support Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan's proposal, which is to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't support that, and I won't be supporting that. And I think I haven't been here a long time. People, there's a whole lot of folks been here a lot longer than I. I've been here about 47 years. But when I came here, the north side of Cal Real, for example, was row crops from Encina Way, where Walgreens is now, all the way to Kingston, where the Holiday Inn was back then, now the Goodland. And I just mentioned that in passing because Old Town used to have a drugstore at Magnolia and Hollister Avenue, a Rexall drugstore. Well, guess what? Old Town doesn't even have a drugstore today. That's just an example that's been brought to my attention, and people are, you know, concerned about that, about getting around and having something everyone else has. So when you talk about it, Old Town, you know, there's been suggestions. Gosh, it would sure be nice if it was like it was. That's where the return comes from. So some of us come from an older perspective than maybe some sitting here today. I respect that, too. I'm just saying. Now, I would disagree with the mayor in the sense. I was just recently pulled aside at the community center by a mother who says, why do my children have to walk in the street when the rest of Goleta has sidewalks for their children to walk on? And I said, well, you'll be happy to know that we have a project that will be soon instituted within Old Town. We've gone through the design and engineering, and we're going to be working on establishing sidewalks in the Old Town area where there are none now. And I'm hopeful and optimistic your children will, in a short order, be able to walk on sidewalks like the rest of the children in our community. So there's certainly different perspectives from people that have spoken to me about Old Town. I've been in Old Town a lot for a long time, having going back to the GOTAC that I sat on in 1995. But I come back to the philosophy of why we have had this Old Town identified as it was. It was just to meet their requirements. Now, if you want to tear it apart and throw it into everything else, that's fine. You've got the votes. You're going to do that. I'm not going to support it because I committed a long time ago I would continue to identify Old Town, that there were needs there that were not existent elsewhere within the city. It required some emphasis that didn't have to occur elsewhere in the city, and that we would identify that and we would keep the faith with the people who have made those comments before. And those have been made over the years for an awful long time, long before the city was even incorporated. So that's why I'm hanging my hat on this. I think it was excellent that it was put together. I'm appreciative of a lot of the comments in regards to improving what this is saying. I don't have a problem with that at all. But dispersing it amongst the rest of the ideas that are carried out throughout this document, it'll just be downplaying the emphasis on Old Town, in my opinion, and it will, in fact, be ultimately interpreted by those who have felt comfortable that this has been called out and that we would pay attention to their overall needs, and we've cut that commitment. And I just give you a heads up on that, because when this leaves, we may get to hear about it.
Oh, I just want to clear one thing with you, Councilmember Bennett. The point that I was trying to make about the sidewalks was the lack of communication that maybe this, the people that have came to me and told me about their fear about sidewalks, once I was able to explain to them, the sidewalks are for your safety, for children's safety, for mothers with stroller safety. They got it. They understood. But initially their fear was, oh, this is the start of something that eventually will change the dynamics and we will all have to leave. So that's where I think we need to do a better job of what we're trying to accomplish. So that's another conversation altogether. But I just wanted to clear up that once it was explained to these folks that there was such a need for sidewalks and it had nothing to do with changing Hollister at this point in time, they understood. So I agree, we need sidewalks, and they got it too. They just didn't see it that way initially.
You know, last Thursday I spent a good 2 hours walking through Old Town talking to the various businesses, and it's amazing what their concerns are. And the first thing that comes up is parking, accessibility to their business, signage, and then the other thing is how to bring people to Old Town. And that's what we're talking about, how to bring people to Old Town. You talk about the Vital Center. I joined the group that puts on the Christmas parade, the Old Town Association, to meet with them and try to figure out how to bring people to Old Town beyond just having the Christmas parade and how to revitalize it. We have plans for Old Town now with our parking enforcement officer trying to move the cars around, our redo of the sidewalks, our redo of the roadways. There's a lot of things that are going. It's not gentrification. It's providing the public safety for Old Town so people can come down and see what they have there. There are gems down there. There are restaurants down there that people don't even know exist, because they can't get parking to go to. And I am going to not support breaking this up. We need to have specific and Old Town section in our strategic plan, and we should emphasize it, we should enhance it in every opportunity we get, because that's what they're asking for. It's not just a sidewalk. It's talking about revitalizing Old Town as we promised to do for years. We did the storefront improvements. That program went on for, I'd want to say, maybe a couple of years. I don't know if we do that anymore, because I think we're using federal grant money for that.
It's RDA.
RDA money. So when the RDA went away, we had a lot of lost opportunities that we never really backfilled. And I think maybe that's something that we look at for future strategic plans. But anyway, I leave it that I support Councilman Bennett. I will absolutely vote no in changing this.
So,
thank you. So let me clear up, be clear on two things. So first, I think in the changing the strategic plan is not the same thing as changing our hopes, our goals, and the objectives that we have that pertain to Old Town. So just, and any proposals that people have that will help us accomplish some of those goals, I think, speaking for myself, I would be supportive and want to see. So this is not any way of diminishing our interest in supporting the community in Old Town. But the other thing is, I sympathize, I understand where you're coming from. And this is, you know, based on my previous experience, this sort of thing has come up before. So let me explain. In OMB, when I worked there, we would do crosswalks, they would call them. So it would be in the budget process, and the public would want to see, how are we responding to, let's say it would be drug enforcement, or it would be work in Lake Tahoe. or something. There were, you know, inordinate, the interior Columbia River Basin. But there would be programs across all sorts of different agencies and different programs and different, you know, line items, et cetera. So the government would put together for each of these things that were important a crosswalk where they'd find out how much is being spent on each of these and make that information available to the public so people would know what we're actually doing. So more than just sort of vague, bland, or misleading language in the strategic plan, I think the public wants to know, what are we going to accomplish? What specifically are our objectives? What are we spending on these things? And we can do that, and in terms of some sort of crosswalk that would reference, here's how much we're spending in the infrastructure program, here's how much we're spending in terms of parks and so forth. And or likewise, we could do some sort of strategic overlay or something that shows the elements that pertain to Old Town. So have some sort of supplemental thing that shows, even if we roll these elements into Old Town, have some sort of overlay or something like that that indicates the aspects that pertain to Old Town.
Councilmember Bennett.
Yeah, I think you're going to learn later next month when we do the CIP budget. Precisely what you're speaking of, that will give the specificity of projects, money that's allocated and money that's been carried over, and maybe projects that are proposed but are not now funded. You're going to learn all about that during that time when it's presented during the budget process. So it'll be very specific, and it's all integrated into one, breaking out parks, breaking out roads. You'll learn about crosswalks, all the things that have been discussed this morning on infrastructure. And it's all in one document, and it's all in one place. So that may meet the criteria that you're speaking of. But again, you know, this particular plan is different than that. And so I'm just pointing out to you the definition of what's going to be occurring and the funding that's available to make it happen will be defined in the five-year capital improvement program that we adopt at the beginning of every two-year budget. So, and then we update it in between as things may change. So I think that may meet what you're suggesting. And it makes it an easy place for people to look. It's all in one spot. So anyway.
Well, just to elaborate or clarify, what I'm thinking is, and maybe this will get at some of your concerns, is that the staff can isolate, here are the different elements that are included right now under infrastructure for this, reflective of this plan. Here are the objectives that we have that are targeted or somehow impact Old Town. So in other words, it's not an overarching strategy, but we can have an overlay so people can say, where we say, look for different parks or look for funding to purchase properties, etc. Where it's a general thing, we can note that this also is something that affects Old Town. So we can isolate things that are really going to be Old Town relevant. Anyway, it's just an idea.
Okay. So do we need to have consensus on, at this point in time, on changing return Old Town to a vital center of the city? I support Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan's suggestion. Councilmember Richards?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, you know, I support the reorganization, and I understand the ideas that were presented therein. At the same time, I do think that this process should be by consensus, and I wouldn't want to move forward on making a significant change if there weren't a consensus among all five of us. This seems like it's an important planning document for the city, and I would support, you know, I wouldn't want to send the message that we are deprioritizing Old Town, because that's not my intent. Obviously, and I think that as long as the goals and the objectives that are in there already are continuing to stay, then I would be okay
keeping it or changing it. I think either way, it's going to be in the document, and I would want to make sure that we're all on board with any changes that we make.
Thank you for that.
Are you saying you want a consensus or you want to keep it status quo? I didn't follow what you're, because I don't support the status quo. And I think
what I'm hearing is that, correct me if I'm wrong, you would like to see us all agree on this number five, that we'd leave it there or we change it. But if we don't have consensus as a whole, then it's fine, because it's something that's really important to all of us, all these goals. So I support that.
I'm saying I would like consensus if we were to change anything.
Really?
On the whole, everything?
On this particular.
On this particular one. Okay. Okay. I'll support that.
I mean, I'm not going to repeat the same points, but I think that I'll just let it go. No, I don't support keeping it the same way for all the reasons I've said.
Well, I would hate to send a message to the community that we don't care about Old Town, and I certainly wouldn't want it to be misunderstood, because we do. So either way, I mean, we're going to look at all these things that we've written and that are important to us. I'm okay with leaving it in. I just want to make sure that the public understands that we all want the same thing. It's just where we put it in the document is what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any other questions on this section?
So five stays as it is then. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. I'll go ahead and move on to the final overarching strategy in our plan, which is to maintain a safe community. And if you refer to lines 298 through 300, staff updated language to reflect the city's more recent 2016 recognition as one of the top 50 safest cities in California, and the previous plan had referred to the 2013 recognition. So staff just wanted to update that. Any questions here? Okay. Moving on to the strategic goals within this section, staff are proposing adding two new strategic goals, starting on line 311, to uphold high visibility for pedestrian and traffic safety through our dedicated motors unit. And then on line 312, improve fire service response time for residents and businesses in Western Goleta. Any questions so far on this slide? All right. And then staff are proposing adding the objective, provide the Listos Basic Emergency and Disaster Readiness Public Education Program for Spanish-speaking populations. And that can be found on lines 318 through 319. Then on line 321, staff have proposed to delete motor traffic safety unit, because this effort was covered in the first bulleted proposed strategic goal in the previous slide. And then finally, on line 322, staff have proposed to delete restoration of a detective position due to budget constraints. And to date, this item has not been pursued by either the Sheriff's Department or staff. And it's bolded here since the staff report back from our April 13th workshop had an inaccurate description of the reason for why staff are proposing deletion of this objective. Any questions?
Councilmember Bennett.
Going back up to item line 315, the CERT programs, it says I would like to use the term continue to provide. We had a time when we had a certain city manager that disregarded the council's direction, and I guess we didn't make it clear enough, but the program that we had endorsed and funded with $20,000 back then didn't go forward. And we made it very clear at that time that this was a priority project for the city. And I wouldn't want anyone to misconstrue that, well, we've just started or we're going to go forward in the future with this. This is something that's continuing, and we've strongly emphasized, and I might add, our staff has done just an awesome job in putting this together. And long before any others, as I recall, we were recognized for the first Spanish language CERT program of anybody in the state of California, possibly the country for that matter. So our emphasis has been, I think, overwhelming. We've had tremendous success. We've had hundreds of graduates. We've implemented a maintenance of effort program, which didn't exist before, one that I was adamant about. It does no good to train people and forget them for the next 10, 15 years. You got to go back and keep that maintenance of effort going on so people don't lose skills. They learn new skills as new technologies come forward. So I just want to make sure that the emphasis here is to continue that, which we do so well, and improve it where we can and what have you. But I think our staff and the local community has been doing just an awesome job in this regard.
I'd like to add one. On 322, we're deleting the detective, which is we eliminated years ago because I think it was 2008 because of our budget, and it was never restored. But we did restore a motor unit after that, because we could cut one of those also. I think 322 should, I'm going to say we should maintain adequate fire and police services. And I'm looking for staff additional words. Basically, what I'm saying is, you know, with our fire service, it's delineated. It's one positive thing in the revenue neutrality agreement. It established a level of services, level of fire service in our community, and it you can't go below it because it triggers certain issues. Every time there's been a county discussion on cutting fire services, we've responded to argue against it, and we've always had the RNA to back us up. With the sheriff's staffing, that's the staffing of the deputies is based on the population, and it requires a reevaluation every so often to make sure that we're adequately served with the amount of the deputies that we put out in the street. So there should be something in here that staff constantly works with both agencies to make sure that we're adequately staffed in both police and fire. And that should be an objective.
I would note, actually, that given the county's budget issues, and they're likely to have, they're already talking about cutting some community service officers countywide, we wouldn't want it to come out of Goleta's when they start looking for budget reductions.
Well, that's not the case here. Fire service is paid from assessments. And we pay for the sheriff's services through our budget. So they can cut all they want, but they can't cut public safety for our city without us agreeing to it.
Right.
So they can cut what they want. But I think we need to constantly have that conversation with both agencies to make sure that we're adequately staffed.
Councilmember Bennett.
Yeah, I support that. I think that's appropriate. And we cover it in the way of the contract for sheriff, and in the case of fire, we cover it in our general plan. It specifically states the staffing levels that should be maintained based on population, et cetera. So, and the five-minute response time, which is spoken of frequently. So anyway, I think adequately staffed covers the basis.
I would support that. Valor, did you get that?
Yes, I had a question actually on 318 and 319, and Vito can correct me if I'm wrong. Have we been providing listos or have we been providing CERT? Because I believe they're different. Both, we have been providing both. Okay, and then was there consensus on that?
Yes.
Just to clarify, thank you.
Further clarification, so if we're adding continue to provide CERT, we should say continue to provide listos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good catch.
Great. Well, this concludes this last section. Are there any other comments on the maintain a safe community section?
No, I'm going to beat a dead horse just a little bit. Just with respect to return the Old Town to the vital center of the city, it doesn't suggest a status quo. So if people, you know, it suggests we want to change Old Town. It suggests that we think that Old Town right now is not adequate as it is, and it should be the vital center of the city. That means an economic development of a non-trivial proportion. It doesn't mean just putting in storefronts, upgrades, or sidewalks. And so I hope that people who are voting in favor of maintaining that language especially recognize that it is a goal. We're making a number one goal of our city. One of the primary things is a change to the character of Old Town, to return it, in essence, to be the vital center. Not, that means more so than West Goleta. That means that all the development that's gone on in West Goleta, for instance, is going to be overshadowed by the changes that we make in Old Town. That, so I just wanted to recognize that it's not a, you know, saying just sidewalks and maybe add some parking.
If I may, I hear you reading it in a way that I misread it myself the first time. Because what it says is return Old Town to a vital center of the city. And I think when I first read this, I was reading it as return it to the vital center of the city. And that's what you had just said. And I think that that's the way I originally read it. And I would not want us to consider it as the vital center of the city. But I do agree, you know, our city is disparate. We have various center cities. You know, we have various sections of the city that have various services and communities within our city. And I do believe that it would be appropriate to think about it, Old Town, as one of those vital centers of the city. So for that reason, I would support that language.
Okay. Did you have something?
I was just going to make a comment that I had made before, but it to me, it falls into the efforts, whatever efforts we might have, because it's been brought up so many times, and that's the lack of a drugstore. I mean, for some, and we have three over it between Fairview and Oncario Real, all within walking distance of all three of them, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and CVS. So it's been something over the years that I've frequently heard from residents in Old Town. Business owners in Old Town have said the same thing. It's just really a pain because there's no drugstore. And so people's ideas and their beliefs and their general observations may be different than some of us on this council, but I include that as one of the things that I think is vital and would help return, because they used to have a drugstore, return a drugstore to Old Town. And so I've made it a commitment on my part that whenever I hear of such a thing, or I hear of someone that might have an interest in locating a business in Old Town, I always emphasize that, gosh, it would be great to have a pharmacy back there, because I know the people would participate and they would enjoy that, and it would be a real positive for them. So I think it's from specific to Old Town, but on a much broader breadth, I think that we can continue to work to try to improve the quality of life in Old Town, and I think this helps us do that, and I'm glad that it's going to remain. I think that's incredibly positive for Old Town.
In fact, I have just a final comment on this, because it's really troubling. You're right, we used to have a drugstore. We used to have a library in Old Town. And when I first came on council and I started walking in Old Town, one of the things that really shocked me was the people that were walking under the freeway to get to Kyrielle. So that's when we had a discussion about bringing the Old Town shuttle to be able to get on the NTD line, people from Hollister over to Kyrielle and Kyrielle over to Hollister and the hospital and the post office. So we are not making Old Town the highest priority. As Councilman Bennett mentioned, the budget will explain where the monies go. The budget will show our capital improvement project, which goes 5 years, not 2 years. This is a 2-year snapshot. But our capital improvement project and our future financial plan that I suggested earlier in our meetings is going to go 5 years. So we can plan out 5 years as what we want to get done instead of doing a 2-year snapshot. This gives direction for our next budget. We'll have an opportunity to talk about during the budget process how we prioritize this stuff, because a lot of stuff's not going to get done. But that's a discussion we'll have. I guess we start later. I guess we start next month on that already. So there's a lot of discussion. But, you know, the discussion today, I was kind of shaking my head, because what's going to happen when we go to district elections? You know, we have to look at providing the services for every corner of the city. And if we're emphasizing Old Town, we'll be emphasizing other areas, but we'll hopefully we'll emphasize it in our budget process. The strategic plan, you know, we've got stuff that we've carried over from future years. We've got projects on the table right now that were started from prior strategic plan processes with other councils. So anyway, that'll be my final comment. We can move forward on this.
Well, I guess I would say if this is our document, and it's not the staff's document per se. This is our document for what our hopes and dreams are for the city, and that we hold staff accountable, in a sense, for accomplishing these things. So, for instance, a drugstore. I think that'd be fine. There, as Councilmember Savas mentioned, I think it was you, about the antique store going out of business, so we missed that. I mean, let's say there are ways that we can actually encourage it. It's not easy to encourage, obviously, or we would have had one by now, but I mean, we can, if we think that is something that's a goal of ours, we should incorporate that as one of the goals we want to achieve and explore the opportunity to put in a drugstore in Old Town, or to enhance the ability of people to get across over as we know right now, to get over from Old Town to go to the library is dangerous. And to find, you know, how they meander over the overpass there and run across the street, folks. So let's look at some of the things that we can do to then make, if we're going to keep this, then add that we want pocket parks in Western Old Town, that's a priority. Let's emphasize all the things that we really want to do in Old Town and not, you know, I mean, if we have there, one of our goals is something, the Evergreen Park that's been there since, I forgot which one of Councilman Burasava said it was on the list in 2006, I guess that would be. I mean, that's, you know, let's put on things we want to see accomplished in 2 years. What do we want to see happen? But, you know, just we can do more. And I think you're right, everyone's recognizing that this is a priority or should be a priority, but just, you know, putting on a list and saying, therefore, we've shown our fealty, we've shown how much we care about Old Town because we have it on a list of things, isn't enough. Some of these things, let's do it.
Any other comments? No? Okay.
Okay, well, this concludes staff's proposed changes to the strategic plan. And so at this time, any other suggestions that this council have are welcomed. And Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan did submit additional comments last week that we can certainly go over at this time. And I can pull them up. I've got them on the computer. So just let me know the best way to proceed.
And also, I think Councilman Richards, your proposal of changing some wording in the vision statement.
Yeah, we had said we would come back to that. Okay. I'd like to consider that further.
So, two things. Number one, under economic vitality, I don't know which is the best thing to cover. Well, let's talk about the strategic plan one first, the overview. Basically, two relevant items right now, and that would be to, number one, break the first one, the livability item, overlay, rather than have one item with all sorts of things, to essentially break it into two
pieces. In essence, one people, one environment. So to separate the what we're doing for the public individuals, whether it's the recreation need or public arts or other things that is beneficial to the population, and then a separate one which is talking about the environment and so forth. It just seemed clearer and simpler rather than sort of stuffing everything into kind of this broad language. And the other thing that I had was a number seven, which was which is on the other side of the page, and that was essentially a just basically a customer service goal, which is found frequently in strategic plans of different agencies, and essentially how well we are responding to the public, how open we are to the public, and how we are enhancing opportunities for public participation and so forth. So those would be the changes I suggested as far as the overarching strategies.
Any comments from council?
I like the idea of separating out the first one into two, that one specifically speaking to the people in the community and the other one specifically addressing the environmental vitality. I think that makes a lot of sense. And to me, it's clearer than the existing one, which is preserve and enhance the quality of life. I think that's pretty vague. So it's to me, that makes sense.
I would agree. I like breaking it out into two. I think it looks at, you know, not only just environmental, but also, you know, it also has some economics in there and dealing with it, the whole picture of the society and the environment and all those components working together. So I like having it done that way. So I would support that.
Then the other one would be some sort of, any reaction to the idea of that customer service kind of thing, that is the efficiency or the openness of city services, how we are responding to the public, how open we are to the public, increased transparency, increased, you know, making sure we respond to emails, make sure that the public, we want, just like any business, everyone talks about often running government like a business, so, you know, let's do that. So,
I'm opposed to number seven. This is a staff function. We expect staff to respond appropriately. We expect council to respond appropriately. But to say they're going to respond within one day, with follow-ups within 10 days... that's a staff function. We're in the weeds here. I would be opposed to putting this in the strategic plan. I don't know that you all respond within one day to an email. I know I don't. Sometimes I need information from staff to be able to respond, so I couldn't even hold myself to this objective. So I would be opposed to putting that in the strategic plan. Again, we're in the weeds. This is a staff function.
Let me just clarify. What the one-day thing is really to, if somebody knows the answer to something off the top of their head and can respond adequately, that's great. If they don't, they can say, you know, I need to research it and I'll get back to you. But I'm flexible as far as the, you know, whether one day is appropriate, whether 10 days is appropriate. Those are arbitrary numbers. And I'd be happy to have staff suggest things that work. The point is that there should be some assurance and some expectation held that we do respond and we respond in a timely fashion, that the public can expect. And that 24-hour response is, if you look at Social Security, the agency there, there's a number of different agencies that have that sort of goal, exactly that goal, that there's some that we respond to the public when they email or call us and we don't just let it linger. and having an expectation of staff is appropriate.
You're assuming here that staff doesn't respond appropriately. And I'd hate to compare ourselves with the federal government. Our staff, there are times when we go dark here. There are times when staff is not here. There's vacations, there's holidays. But to make a blanket statement that you will respond within one day for the initial response, their initial response may be...
One business day.
Their initial response may be, I'm out of the office. I'll be back in 2 weeks. So this is a staff function. If you're getting complaints that we're not being responsive, then you should have a conversation with our city manager. But I think it's inappropriate, again, for us to be in the weeds on this. I will not support it.
Councilman Richard, did you have something?
I think it makes good business sense. And I appreciate the addition of the word business. I think a business day, it clarifies it.
Councilman Bennett?
Yeah, I don't have, I would like to hear staff kind of weigh in on this because I would agree. I think they should give us some heads up or a feeling anyway as to what they consider to be reasonable. I mean, I don't like the idea of us imposing saying you shall when the reality is you may not be able to. We have a very small staff and only 60 plus people that function here. So that's my only concern. I don't have a problem with establishing that we will respond in a certain length of time that says we've received your email or we received your letter. Some people still write letters. And that, you know, we're going to respond accordingly. And that, I think, is a great idea. But I'm just concerned about us maybe artificially doing something that you would find incredibly difficult to accomplish. Now, maybe it's 2 days. I don't know.
I think that what staff would prefer to do, if council wants to move forward with adding a strategy that addresses customer service, is proposed language that we will provide in the draft that you'll look at when you're adopting this plan that reflects what is realistic for us given the small size of our staff and the fact that sometimes people are out for various reasons or busy with deadlines on other things. So I think as a group we can come up with something that we believe is responsive but also realistic, and that we would provide that when this comes back to you.
That seems reasonable.
I'm fine with that.
I have a question on that. When somebody is out for a long period of time due to illness or family or whatever the case may be, do we have a system set up where the calls may go to their email or their direct line, and it could, you know, send back a message that they're out for a period of time? But is there any way of gathering that information? Somebody else can... take that information. How do we work that out?
When we know someone is out for an extended period of time, even if it's a slightly longer vacation than normal, we always make sure there's staff who are checking their voice messages on their phones and getting a sense of whether anything has come in that needs to be attended to. So as part of our attempts to make sure we have coverage, we always arrange for those things.
So I definitely can support, I think it does make good sense, number seven. I think one day might be a bit tricky, business day. I know that when I receive emails, sometimes there's so many, I try to get back to them within one business day, but often that doesn't happen. But what I usually will say is, if I don't have an answer, I will always get back and say, I don't have the answer now. I'm going to send your email on to staff. And then I'm hoping that staff will return their calls or emails immediately, even if they don't have an answer, just to let them know that we're going to, you know, this isn't something we can answer right now, and then keep track of that, you know, so that they do get back to them and not forget about it. So, and I think our city manager, you said that there was a way of tracking things now. You and I were talking about this a while ago, how you keep track of things that have come in, and then, you know, moving forward, you may not have the answer for 3 months, 6 months, but making sure that, you know, you do get back to them.
Right. That was in the context of when we have citizen requests come in, either through a council member or directly into my office. I did want to just say, keep in mind that when we have public records requests, we have a different time frame in which we can respond. So we would have to remove those types of requests from any objectives in this new strategy.
I mean, I support what you've suggested. I would just say, even with the public records ones, we just get back to them and say, to fully respond to your request is going to take, we'll have something in 3 months or, so they know we're on it. We're reviewing
but
it.
We couldn't commit to the 10 days in every single situation because the volume of records may be huge and it may take more time.
Isn't there a timeline on that legally? How many? That's what I thought. So we're governed by
it. No, that's perfectly fine. I support your suggestion. I had one other item that we had. This is in the economic vitality. And as it stands right now, before Council Member Richards, we reviewed the vision. One of the elements in the vision is housing, and we have nothing right now that reflects housing in our strategic plan. And curiously, it's probably the most significant, among the most significant, contentious, and important activities we do. So it's a rather somewhat curious omission. So I would propose that in economic vitality we incorporate an objective, something along the lines of that we have a goal of housing that is affordable more affordable and to support the workforce of Goleta. Some language along those lines that it's the whole point of the strategic plan in many ways is to help implement our vision. And so I would suggest that. And then the other aspect is, as we talked about briefly before, how we want to incorporate with the granny flats. And do we want a diff? And I'm not advocating for it per se, simply that if there are important things, we should hash it out and talk about whether we want a diff for the granny flats, for example, to discuss it.
Councilmember Bennett.
Yeah, and specifically to the granny flats, I believe the state's already preempted us with recent legislation. So what we've got on the books is currently illegal. That's my recollection. So staff can clarify that if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. So I think that issue's been taken care of, to be quite candid. In regards to the affordability and so-called workforce housing, that's an amazing topic, and it's one because I sit on a nonprofit, we deal with this, and right now workforce housing is like 200% of AMI. I mean it's an amazing thing to get in the midst of. And I don't know how we accomplish that. We have incongruities in our community because community doesn't want to support dense developments. They don't want to support height in developments. But those are the ingredients that typically in other communities that you begin to get a so-called affordable housing. And the densities that we support around here are 20 units, and the reason we support 20 units because that's the first level of density called medium density that the state of California recognizes towards our RENA numbers. So when we're designated land use and we're designating and we're doing our zoning ordinances, if we do anything less than that, then you get no credit for any housing that's constructed. For the RENA numbers that are assigned to us. So it's an incredibly complex issue. The state today has, I believe, 154. Ms. Grassi has the exact number, but it's in the neighborhood, 150 plus over 100 bills in the state legislature right now to supersede local government because local government, in their opinion, is creating the housing crisis that California is currently experiencing. So I wouldn't be at all surprised in the not-too-distant future more and more of our land use capabilities are going to be reduced because the state's going to tell us what to do. So I'm just trying to suggest that, you know, I don't have any problem with putting in affordable housing as a general, you know, but you've been very specific about, well, let's not do general things. Let's be specific. Let's focus. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I'm just suggesting that the affordable housing issue, being inclusive of workforce housing and, you know, very low and low income housing, it is a challenge. And I don't know how it's going to be resolved by putting it in here, but I have no problem with putting it in here, at least as a desired outcome at some point or encouragement as we move forward. I don't have a problem with that at all.
With respect, I appreciate that. With respect to the granny flats, my recollection from last time that we brought it up briefly is that the state legislation, there are still gaps and things that we would have to fill in the gaps on. So there's the statute, but there's still some areas that we, the city council, have some discretion, have some scope on how we want to deal with it, and that it's not so tight and so restrictive that we wouldn't have choices to make. And that one of those choices, as I recall, was whether what the nature of and whether we wanted to have a development impact fee associated with that. Is that, am I recalling correctly?
You are correct that cities do have the ability to decide if they want to collect the development impact fees for those units, and if they do, to what scale. You know, do they want it to be at the same level as other development or something reduced? So we do have information that we're finalizing to send to council about the changes in the law and what you're able to start to think about and modify within your own jurisdiction.
Great. I'd like to see that. That'd
yeah, and
really
and
helpful.
I'm not saying I have already some preference. You know, as you pointed out, as everyone recognizes, I mean, we're on the horns of a dilemma with all of these. How do we preserve the character of the community while providing housing that's more affordable? You know, to offer in many ways to accomplish one is to undermine the other. And so I'm not suggesting there's I know what I want. I just recognize there's something looming and we should, you know, figure out what we want.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, I support this as well. I think it may be, you know, good to include this. I don't know if we have any suggestion of the language of how we might word it, that it keeps it, that it's in there, that we recognize that this is an issue. I mean, we put it out there and put it on the table, but without, you know, getting into the weeds too much or committing ourselves to doing something that may be an impossible task.
Right. I think what's provided in the Mayor Pro Tem's suggestions provide a framework for staff to work from, and then we can be mindful of not being with our wording in a position where we've committed too much before discussion has actually happened and you know, data is received and reviewed. So we'll work with that, and in the draft that'll return to you, you'll see our changes, and if you're fine with them, great, we can move on. Otherwise, you can make additional edits at that time.
Well, on our trip to Sacramento, I had some time to do some reading on this magazine, Sustainable City, and one of the articles was on housing, just this very discussion, and I circled this one quote because I think this is something worth looking at, but I said the key to any discussion on affordable housing is the definition of affordable and exactly who can afford it.
That was my point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think we're all on the same page with that. You know, you look at apartments that have come and we need these units here, and they're considered affordable by design. But when you look at the price of them, who can afford them?
And they're all full.
And yeah, so. Right. Okay. I think, Councilman Richard, you want to go back to your...
I had a very simple addition that I wanted to add to the vision statement. Again, this is the overarching vision of the city. The very first statement says, Goleta is a beautiful and safe community with family
family-friendly neighborhoods, et cetera. I'd like to reword that to be Goleta is a beautiful, safe, and diverse community of residents with family-friendly neighborhoods, et cetera. So that would be my proposal. Basically adding the word diverse and residents in there.
Okay.
Is a beautiful, safe, and diverse...
A beautiful and safe, diverse community of residents.
Oh, beautiful and safe, diverse community.
May I just get some clarification? It was read differently twice.
Thank you, because I don't
the
have
the location of and.
Before.
But I think what you meant to say is Goleta is a beautiful, comma, safe, and diverse community of residents.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What she said.
I can support that. Very nice.
Sure.
I don't have a heart. I mean, I hate losing the word neighborhoods because we focus so much on our neighborhoods. Everything from the start of Neighborhood Watch to...
Did neighbor?
I didn't lose
didn't
the
lose
word neighborhoods.
Okay, I thought you did.
No. I didn't take anything out. I added a couple things.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay. Oh, I think. All right. I support it.
I do.
Sure.
All good?
We're done.
All right. That's it. I think we're... Oh, Valerie. What?
Sorry, we didn't address the water conservation component of Mr. Kasdan's portion.
Thank you.
Yes.
Save water.
What number was that? I'm sorry.
I think it was under economic. I had it under economic vitality because with the expectation being that businesses and communities don't want the disruption and high cost. Want some certainty and so forth, but we could equally include it under environmental vitality. I think either place it could go appropriately. Wherever, probably more the environment, I suppose, but either is fine. In general, you see the work, the effort that Santa Barbara is going through, and I just saw how former Senator Boxer is lobbying for another desal plant in Orange County that we might as well try and have some water conservation too before we put ourselves in a position of needing desal plants or other sorts of things that are extremely expensive. If we can limit how much we use, perhaps we can enhance our position as far as costly additions.
Councilmember Bennett?
Yeah, I was going to say we're incredibly limited when it comes to dealing with the water issue for a number of different aspects. Number one, the state has superseded us in regards to landscape, and they've set minimums. Doesn't mean we can't make our minimums more stringent, but they've already established that they're pretty stringent in regards to landscape, as an example. And that's something that we can control because we control the building environment, which includes landscaping. So there may be something that we can do, but at this point, I'm not sure what that might be. In regards to, water fixtures and all those kinds of things, again, the state and federal governments have superseded us on that for the use of water. So it really comes back to the water district, which we've talked about before, and we know now that our staff members are going to be meeting with them. Maybe they've already met with them because they don't want to meet with us. So, we've explored that opportunity. But the voters voted in the Safe Water Act back in 1991 and 1994, which dictates to the water district how they shall conduct themselves when a drought's declared. And that was voted in by the people. So, again, I'm not sure what it is that you're wanting to accomplish here at the end of the day, the specificity that you're looking for, and what it is we can do in regards to water conservation. Certainly support the water district in what they've requested of us, and I think we've been incredibly supportive of that effort. Our residents certainly have use of water. So I'm not understanding what it is that you want to accomplish.
There are various measures. I mean, I can come up with.
Well, please do.
Well, why don't I not offer it right now, and then I'm comfortable submitting something. I want to check it with council, actually. But I had an idea for accomplishing greater water conservation. And so I'd be happy to provide that after I do that. But I think I'm pretty sure there are other measures that, conservation measures that, aside from the one I'm thinking of, that we might be able to pursue.
What is the one idea you have?
I'll get back to you on that. I think, as I said, I will, I want to check with council and I'll...
In general?
As I said, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
I just want to add one comment.
Sure.
Since this is an item that seems to be potentially in play still. Keep in mind that with whatever recommendation might be made and council consideration might be given, just our staffing and what staff may or may not be available, depending on what the recommendations are, to develop, implement, and enforce water conservation measures. So since we're not a water purveyor, we don't have staff people who are already assigned with that. So thought would have to be given as to where that would fit in our organization and if there are available resources or not. So this is one, I think, it's a little bit different because it is outside of our operational box.
Thanks.
Just for the record, I'm not in favor of moving forward on this. We're not purveyors, like you said.
A question about our process. So can you clarify our next steps? So now that we've gone through these changes, these will come before us at a council meeting. Is that correct?
Yes. So we'll sit down, look at all of our notes that we've compiled here, and through those, update the draft to reflect the changes where council had consensus. There's a couple of areas where we are still to propose some language for council consideration, and then we will bring this to you at the date where we're going to adopt the budget as a separate item on June 6th. And so you'd have a chance to look at the changes, ask any other questions, provide any other feedback, and then move forward with adopting the document either as presented or as amended in the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Dana Grassi, for great report.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, City Manager. Thank you, Council, for all your questions and input, and I think we're adjourned.